And we're back with another legislative report, and we're joined by Representative Chris Dinkins from Annapolis. And Representative, as we welcome you on now, plenty to discuss. And I understand you have a bit of a personal connection with this first story we're going to discuss out of Piedmont. They're becoming a POW city. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, Piedmont is going to receive the designation to become a POW/MIA city. And this is something fairly new. There's not that many. I think there's only 14 cities in the state that currently hold that designation. And as I traveled the district, I started to notice that sign in the Caledonia area that they had that. And I always, my eye always catches the attention of the POW/MIA signs or flags because my grandfather was a POW of World War II. He was captured at the Battle of the Bulge. And was a POW there for several months, and so when I began seeing those signs as I traveled, I wanted to make Piedmont a POW/MIA city in memory of him. And so I began working on that process, and I contacted the post there in Piedmont where my grandfather was an active member for over 30 years and served as the commander for 16. And they had an interest in also making Piedmont become a POW/MIA city. And so Phil Baker there began working with me on that. And with his help, we got that accomplished rather quickly. We established these cities here to bring about an awareness of those who served as prisoners of war and to those that are still missing, and to keep our promise that no one is left behind and no one is forgotten. This is something that is very near and dear to my heart, and I look forward to Piedmont receiving that sign.
Well, no doubt, and it seems like, as you mentioned, something that you were able to get done rather quickly. Doesn't seem like you were met with much resistance on this topic. Does that sound about right?
No, there was not much resistance of that at all. Piedmont sent some delegates up, and I had a cousin, that young cousin, 14 years of old, who actually did a presentation about my grandfather and his time in the service and what he endured as a POW, and the committee was very receptive to making Piedmont become a POW/MIA city. You know, we like to thank all of our servicemen, and we are thankful for all of those who have served, regardless of what branch or what war or time period they served in. But we need to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and keep those in our hearts at all times.
Right. Representative, let's transition now to a talk about House Bill 1094. It prohibits the assessment of penalties on certain late income tax payments for this last 2018 tax year. I understand this was perfected in the House this week. What can you tell me about this process and what this bill does?
Okay, and this is the one that results back from the Department of Revenue having an error in the withholding tables and failing to alert Missourians about how the tax code was changed so that they could fix how much was being withheld. And now the result is Missourians are going to be owing more in income taxes or get a smaller refund this year. And because of this, we wanted to step up and make it easier on those who do owe things, who do owe taxes this year. And this will waive any interest on the debt until May 15th, and if this goes into law, the penalties would be retroactive as far as if it doesn't get signed until August or something like that. You know, we want to do what we can do to help the Missourians. You know, this was a department error, and we do not want to put this on the backs of Missourians. But the bottom line is that Missourians are keeping more money in their pockets, but we've got to fix the withholding issue with this.
Right. And this just kind of seems like, you know, it's going to give people a little bit more time to potentially come up with any funds they might need to. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly what it's going to do. You know, usually people have their payroll deductions set up so that they know what to expect on April 15th. And, you know, they have it set up that way in a year after year after year basis. So they know they're either going to pay about X amount or they're going to get back about X amount. And, you know, with this surprise being thrown on them, we want to do everything we can to help them get through this in the easiest way possible.
Right. Let's talk about one more bill. This one of yours and one we've discussed in the past, House Bill 70, which prohibits two-way telecommunication devices from kind of getting in the hands of those in correctional centers and jails and stuff like that. Obviously not allowed now, but this would impose stricter penalties on such things. There was a hearing in the Senate this week, I believe, for that. How did that go, and what do you expect this bill to do now?
Well, we had the hearing in the Senate this week, and it was a little bit of a surprise to me. This time it was heard in Judiciary, and previously in the House it was heard in Corrections. And so you had different committee members with different backgrounds vetting the bill, and there were a lot of attorneys on there. And so they were concerned with the way the language was in some of parts of the bill. And so there was in-depth discussion about how we can make this language a little better. And so we are looking at rewriting a small section of it and clarifying that language so that they feel like it would be held up better in a court of law if that was to happen or occur.
Right. As far as that section that you mentioned that needed to be rewritten, I guess what was kind of the issue that they had with that particular part of the bill?
Well, parts of it, they felt like the department already had the authority to do, and then another part of it, they felt like it was kind of disputing itself from language that was already in the previous language. So there was just some small technical errors that would only be seen through attorney's eyes or a judge's.
Right. Makes perfect sense there. Well, Representative, thanks so much for the time, and thanks for joining us here again this week. How can people reach out to you with any questions or concerns they may have?
Anytime anybody has any questions or concerns, please feel free to give my office a call at 573-751-2112 or email me at chris.dinkins@house.mo.gov.
Representative Dinkins, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you.
And that was Representative Chris Dinkins of District 144. Back with more next on Regional Radio.